Each year, hundreds of students are injured in labs as they light Bunsen burners or mix chemicals in flasks and beakers. But an even greater safety threat may be lurking in old brown bottles in dark cabinets where aging lab chemicals are stored. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR reports.
Hazardous materials experts Bill Lurie and Lara Ish work for Kansas City's Hazardous Waste Division. Part of their job involves cleaning up school chemistry labs like this one, where a pungent stench pours out of the chemical storeroom.
Ooh. Boy, do we have some changes in life for you.
A half dozen cabinets here are filled floor to ceiling with jars and cans bearing faded chemical labels. The jumble looks a bit like a pharmacy after an earthquake. Some chemicals are oozing through container lids, spilling onto the shelves below.
Another dextrose for a pile.
Ish and Lurie make a list of all the chemicals their team will have to come back and clean up. But in the process, they make a couple of frightening discoveries.
Yay.
Oh, joy. Yellow phosphorus. You have a half pound. It is almost at the point of having to get out of here today. But you know what happens if it gets in contact with the air.
At one time, chemicals like orange phosphorus were used in high school chemistry experiments, but no longer. But while safety standards have changed, the ingredients for the science experiments of yesterday remain on the shelves. In this 42-year-old school, there are half-full jars and bottles of substances purchased when the building was brand new. Most of what's in these cabinets cannot be just thrown away by teachers. Drake University professor Jack Gerlovich researches science education safety and says schools all over the U.S. have chemical storerooms that have been overlooked for too long.
Schools either don't have the budget to purge those chemicals or don't know of a way to do it. I've got chemicals I don't want, but I have no way to get rid of them. Or they have a price tag that I can't afford to get rid of them. Again, I think we've seen some changes where people may have a potential for abusing those more than in the past.
Gerlovich and others see a potential security problem, where volatile chemicals sit relatively unguarded in classrooms, and that makes cleaning up old labs an even more immediate problem. But there are few resources to help get it done. A school's cheapest option is to pay a government agency to clean up labs. More often, schools have to hire private contractors, which can cost as much as $20,000 or more. A few states, like Kansas, Vermont, and Washington, have lab cleanup programs in place, but few states are funding them. Professor Gerlovich says that will only go so far in making schools safer.
Somewhere along the line, we're going to need some more financial support in order to deal with all of the issues that are at least on the surface. And once those are addressed, there are probably going to be others that are underlying. But the more conspicuous kind of things need to be addressed now because they are a recipe, I think, for a potential disaster.
Disaster has happened on a couple of occasions, especially when teachers use chemicals past their prime. For example, in 2000, a Utah teacher and 13 students were hurt by glass from an old methanol jug that exploded when its fumes were accidentally ignited during a classroom experiment. Gerlovich and other science teachers say the way to avoid disaster is for schools to keep only smaller quantities of safer chemicals. Some school administrators have asked teachers to abandon the laboratory learning environment altogether, a proposal that shocks chemistry teacher Pam Kramer.
When my administrator came in and saw the vast amount of chemicals that we had, their idea was to simply get rid of all the chemicals and teach chemistry without doing the labs. And there's just no way I can be a chemistry teacher without letting my kids go in the laboratory and get their hands dirty and see how chemicals react. You just can't do science unless you can get in there and do hands-on activities.
In Missouri, Kramer's school is one of 89 asking the state's Center for Safe Schools for help in finding grant money to pay for lab cleanups. But there are 524 school districts in Missouri, and budget problems are at the front of every administrator's mind. Without a steady source of funding for cleanup programs, most outdated chemicals in classroom supply closets won't likely be disposed of anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.